I just happen to come up hard.
And you're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie. We got your boy Christopher Terrell chilling over here like he don't know nobody. He just got back from L.A. and he just like, yeah, I'm about to drop my album. I'm moving out there. Y'all ain't gonna see me, so you might as well get used to it now. I see you. I see you, Christopher Terrell. Nah, he's over here chilling. This is episode number 41. Of the podcast. I know, huh? It's been flowing and going by quick. 41. And crazy. Today we actually have another site that you can check the podcast out on. It is Stitcher. I downloaded their app. Their interface is dope. Like, it's my favorite app probably for listening to podcasts now. So check that one out. You can get it on iPhone and Android. It's called Stitcher. Yeah, pretty dope. Okay, so y'all, spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
You hear that song? Big Rich Town. That means power is back. I had to go on ahead and re-up that Stars subscription. I'm lying. I got a free trial with a different email, but I'm going to have to pay for it eventually. And I only have Stars for Power. I know I am not the only one that's like, oh, guess I gotta get Stars back. Unless y'all got Fire Sticks or something that you got loaded up. Yeah, I need to holler at y'all that got access to them Fire Sticks. But anyways, are you gonna get on? You know El Boogie's gonna say that's not your mic, that this is your mic over here. This is your mic to the left of me. Yeah. So but before we talk about Power, the internet is on fire right now about LeBron going to the Lakers. But then, $154 million for 4 years. God, that much money? $154 million? Damn. So, and DeMarcus Cousins is going to the Warriors. Yeah, solid. Whew. I mean, you know, don't be talking about are y'all some bandwagon jumpers or anything like that. I know how y'all be talking. I know what y'all be saying. Nah, shit. It's California either way, both those teams. But, yeah, DeMarcus Cousins going to the Warriors. $5.3 million is what he's getting. So, yeah, I've been seeing the internet on fire about that. Oh, go on ahead. You want to let listeners listen to your voice real quick? Are you on? Okay, well, you're going to have to wait till El Boogie comes back in. You're going to have to wait. Yeah, so, anyways. Gosh, I can't even ask about L.A. or anything because your mic isn't even on. We're gonna get to that later on. So, yeah, his vacation is over. He's back from L.A. My staycation is over as well. Nah, it's going to be cool getting back to work. But, you know, ain't nothing wrong with taking a little break and taking a breather. If you have vacation hours, but you ain't got, like, extra chips to go and really kick it, don't let that keep you from taking a few days off, because you just might need to recharge like I needed to do. Everybody needs to take a moment, recharge, refocus, and get back in that game. Like, ah! And, you know. Sharpen the saw. That's what they call it. Sharpen the saw. So, yeah. Staycation is over. Oh, yesterday, me and Boogie went with his job to a Rivercats game. Had never been to a Rivercats game. All this time, Rayleigh Field has been here. We had never been. Well, I think he had been up there. But it was cool. We went with the job, and they took care of everything. The tickets to get in. The food was great that we had. And yeah, we got to kick back and chill, had a few drinks and stuff. It was a good day. So that kind of closed out my staycation. I am so mad. You can't figure out how to turn that mic on, huh? Oh my gosh! You know what? He's got it muted. He's got it muted over there. You're right. He's got it muted on his end. But if you go over there and touch anything, he's gonna come in here like, "What are you doing?" Yeah, I already know. So, on the last episode, we were talking about our celebrity crushes, And, you know, I let Brother Jay, shout out to Brother Jay and regular ass T West. You know, they talked about their crushes, and I was like, well, shit, for the ladies, I got to talk about crushes too. You know, it can't just be, you know, for all my female listeners just listening to what these guys like. So I was like, yeah, let me throw mine out there. I was like, El Boogie don't be listening to this entire podcast. Oh, sure he did. You should have seen the way he looked at me. Boogie just looked at me with a capital S, capital M, capital H, shaking my head like, you crazy. So if he comes out, he can tell his crushes. The only one I know is Angelina Jolie that he likes. That is, you liked her too? That's the only one I know. You said black quality too? She's a sister. She's a sister. Oh, T, did you hear about Dame Dash and Lee Daniels? You know what? I'm gonna stop it right here. Okay, now we got Christopher Terrell.
Yo.
Mic on.
It's going down, people.
Hush. It didn't make any sense for me to just be sitting here like talking to myself.
Oh yeah, but you was handling
talking
it.
To him.
He was handling.
So anyways, I was asking you, Christopher Terrell, did you hear about how Dame Dash got at Lee Daniels, like, run me my money?
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard about the tail end of it.
So, apparently Lee Daniels owed Dame $2 million that he had loaned to him for a project. Mm-hmm. That was his money that he loaned to Lee Daniels because he believed in the project and that he was going to get his money back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been having to chase him down, took him to court, all this stuff.
But have you heard?
Well,
it finalized.
That's what I was getting ready to, because I just saw this today that Lee Daniels pledges to end the beef with Damon Dash
over
the movie investment. But you know what I didn't like? It's part of what I read. Lee Daniels like, well, even though it didn't make any money, I'm going to give you your money back. Who cares if it didn't make any money? That ain't got nothing to do with the fact that Damon loaned you money,
It was a loan.
That would be like me saying, I'm going to tell the mortgage company, well, you know, this house ain't even really worth that much.
Right.
So you expect me to pay you back, which is not true. It is, but still, you know, that don't make no sense.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make my car payment no more because this car ain't even really worth nothing. More.
So I'm gonna stop paying.
Gosh, people are crazy sitting back with Empire and Precious checks. You tripping. He better be glad Damon didn't go upside his head.
I know, really.
He was just like,
yeah,
because
Lee, Lee's a little fluffy.
A little bit. He looked like me. You know how in the wintertime I always be having my little blanket.
That's him.
Lee Daniels was out in public with a green Linus blanket wrapped around him, just like on his hair. Like,
we're not going to talk no that mess, but he's special.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pay you.
Exactly.
I'm going to pay you, Dame.
I'm going to pay you, Dame.
Don't snatch me up by my blankie. Don't snatch me up. Yeah, that was heck of funny, though. Well, I'm glad they came to an agreement. Make good and pay that man.
Exactly.
Pay that man back.
Like you said, it's a loan, so I need my money.
Exactly.
I need my money with interest, but if you just give me what I gave you, it's all good.
Right.
I won't knock you upside the head.
So, I was talking to you earlier about Maxine Waters, Queen Maxine. I love this woman.
Yeah,
and
you guys should be watching this. It's been on the news.
So, Trump is just ridiculous because he has made people think, okay, if you aren't aware, Maxine Waters encouraged anyone that is against Trump's administration, anyone's against these poor children that are still separated from their parents at the border,
right,
then, you know, to challenge Trump supporters, challenge these people. Well, not Trump supporters, but his administration. But Trump supporters got involved when, you know, them or whoever else decided they were going to start sending death threats and shit to Ms. Waters.
Wow.
Yeah, because basically Trump switched up the narrative, tried to make it seem as if Maxine Waters is encouraging violence. And she's like, no, I said challenge the Trump administration. I did not say go upside
go out
the
there
head
with
and
somebody's
pull out
ass.
The pistols or none of that shit. And just because of Sarah Huckabee wasn't served at a restaurant. Oh my God.
Guilty
what?
By association.
Maxine said to hurt people. This fool. And there's so many of his followers. Maybe one or two of y'all are listening to this and probably turning it off right now. But right. y'all know damn well that Trump is
guys,
full of shit.
Yeah, some of y'all gave him a chance.
He's full of shit.
I don't think all. I don't. I'm telling
it's
you.
It's okay if you voted for him and now you are realizing that.
He got Democrats that voted for him.
This evil little man. It's okay for you to say, you know what? Mm-hmm. I made a mistake. You ain't got to tell the world.
It's
but you do not have to continue to support this man
exactly.
when you know.
Push him out.
You know he's wrong.
We can all push him out.
Unfortunately, a lot of them that did vote for him think exactly and feel exactly the way he does. That's the cold part. That's the cold part about it.
Where
but,
are they African
Americans? But I love Maxine Waters because...
Yeah, for standing up the way she did.
Right, but then, you know, she may have had to cancel a couple of her speaking engagements, but at one, after, you know, word had made its way to her that there were threats, you know what she responded with? She said... all I have to say is this. If you shoot me, you better shoot straight. There's nothing like a wounded animal. And she continued to cheers and applause because, she's like, fuck this bully, basically. Yeah, she is.
Mm.
Fuck this bully. So y'all leave Maxine alone.
Yeah, we got to give her much respect for standing up for her rights.
Absolutely. And the rights of these
that,
children.
That shoot me in front. That's pretty
she
much
said.
Saying do
she,
what y'all done
said,
did to everybody else.
She said that
shoot
she's
me in
willing,
the head.
She said that she's willing to be the sacrifice. She's willing. She, yeah, she is.
Mm.
She's on the front lines like that. So thank you. Thank you, Maxine.
Thank you. I'm not going to walk in front of you, but thank you. I love you. Like right
stand
there in
behind.
The back.
We stand behind you.
Right. Be a cat to say, I walked with.
He like, I got too much life to live and I got kids.
Right, exactly.
But I be over here
I love
like,
you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of shooting, did you hear about D.L. Hughley's new book?
No.
It's called How Not to Get Shot.
How Not? What is How Not to Get Shot about?
Well, you know,
he's
every
about
time,
the industry, how people deal with each other.
No, it's about black people getting shot by the police, and how
the whole
not,
book
how not to, but
the whole book.
But wait, you got to hear the way he's talking about it, because he's using humor to deal with this situation that we're hearing just all too often across the country of what's going on with, you know, young brothers or any people of color that are dying by the hands of the police when they didn't have to kill them. And all the time. So the reason why he got the idea for this book was basically he did an interview with Megyn Kelly on Fox News. And she kept coming back with the, well, we don't know what he did that, you know, it was about Philando Castile. Mm-hmm. We don't know what he did before the cameras were on it. We don't know if that woman he's with is credible and all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it just made DL so angry and so frustrated. He's like, hey, I got to stop being angry. I'm going to write a book. And
have you read?
I have not read it yet, but I'm definitely going to get it. I'm going to get it. But, you know, he's like, they want to give us all this advice. Just listen to the police and follow commands and all of this stuff. Like, that's going to keep you from getting shot. It's not.
People have tried that for decades and they still pop them.
Keep on acting like that's the reason.
Exactly.
But, yeah, how not.
He's trying to get on the team. Sell out.
How not. To get shot. No, but he's being funny. He's bringing awareness to people.
I gotta read it.
It's not him being on the side. No, the title sounds like that. It's sarcasm.
Well, after you read it, you let me know.
It sounds like he's on the side of the white people. No, this is sarcasm. Like, since they want to tell us how not to get shot, because it's called How Not to Get Shot and Other Advice from White People.
Oh.
I had to give you that piece so it make more sense.
Now sounds interesting.
Now
I want to do it.
Now it makes sense. But you know, DL, well,
let's check it out. We'll talk
not,
about
he's
that
not
next
with
time.
The bullshit, so you know. Yeah. Yeah. So How Not to Get Shot. I might get that on Amazon or Audible or something so I can listen to it. For show. faux show. So, Christopher Terrell, you want to tell us anything about your trip to L.A.? I know you were saying that you didn't listen to any music. You was clearing your head, and you had a nice trip.
Well, I listened to some music, but nothing I wanted to listen to. I just let some light music play. That's it.
Light music, like jazz? Or?
Yep, and that was just in the car. Other than that, going anywhere else, nothing.
That's
cool. I don't hear nothing. I looked at the ocean. I looked at the water.
Oh, you looked at the ocean.
Yeah, I buried
That's
my
good.
Son in some sand.
I saw
and
the
kept
picture.
Him there.
I saw the picture. Poor yeah, exactly. Tyler. I was like, man, he can't even move.
That was his idea. So I just went ahead and encouraged. I was like, yeah, let me get this sand because it's getting on my nerve anyway. So I just started putting it all on him with him. He's like, yeah, Dad, okay.
Yeah, no, that looked like fun.
Yeah.
Looked like you guys had a good time. At Disneyland, did you get on a bunch of rides?
I got on all the rides that I could. Disneyland, let me tell you, is a place for family, you know, but there's nothing really scary about it. It's just fun.
I
you
wouldn't
know?
Say scary.
Like, I took a drawing class when
ride.
I was there. I know how to
you
draw.
You took a drawing class?
Yeah, in California, Disney or whatever.
California
yeah.
Adventure?
Adventure. Yeah, I took a drawing class. I was drawing characters.
So, which characters did you draw?
I don't know. I got to look at it again. I forget who it was. Because I know a lot of characters. I do know a lot of characters, but I know certain movies and okay. older movies. Like, I know Cinderella.
right. Yeah, because yeah, your kids aren't really that little
nah,
anymore.
Nah, nah.
Oh, Christina might watch a little bit of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, she
Some
does.
Of the Disney movies yeah. still. Yeah.
Because she was there pointing out Disney characters. So that's how I, you know, figured out. Said, oh, wow, you really be watching
Kalia
this
did
stuff.
Show me a couple of pictures. I don't know if it was like Tigger and somebody else. I don't know who that was.
I think that's what I drew.
You think you drew Tigger?
It was, that's who it was. I was John Tigger.
And I know Tyler, he probably had some cool ones because he's a good artist.
He's
a,
I mean, I love him. That was tight. But he couldn't, I drew my Tigger better.
You drew yours better.
He told me, he was like, man.
Dang, Daddy, that's yours dope. Is dope.
Yeah.
I bet you his is good.
He was shocked, like, you don't draw. That's dope. No, no, look at his.
What kind of food did you guys eat out there? What didn't you
Sandwiches eat? And cotton candy and, you know, all that junk food. Some sausage.
Turkey leg.
The turkey leg. You got to do the smoked turkey leg at a carnival or amusement park.
Yeah.
They have it. Gotta
you
eat
gotta get it.
And
did
it
you get
good.
Corn on the cob too?
No.
Didn't get the corn.
No, because I got everything else: chicken and all the candy.
Yeah, everything on a stick and yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm still counting up what I lost. I mean, what I spent.
Well, it's trying to go back to Planet Fitness.
I don't
want to
keep looking at it. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you said, oh, you counting up what you spent?
Oh, oh. Yeah.
Why you think me and Boogie didn't go? Shoot.
Oh no, it's surprises.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know how people do it. Well, some people have like season tickets or passes or whatever they like
oh,
pay
yeah.
for it for the year.
Right.
Pay up or make, I don't know how they do it. But I know, shout out to Crystal that I work with and also Nathaniel. They like live at Disneyland. They're there.
My niece lives there
like,
too.
Like every other month.
Yeah, she knew every corner.
They probably know every single place to go.
It's crazy. They tell you what ride to go on and wait what time to get on. So it's not such
is
a busy line.
Is there an app that you can like
there's
actually get on for?
Yeah,
you know,
there's an app on there. And
saving your place.
I don't
or something.
Think it's like that. Some
what
kind
is
of
it?
Fast pass. I think there's some kind of fast pass thing, and you let them know when you. They tell you when you're gonna when you can come back.
So you can narrow it down to
yeah, exactly.
what time, and you can go mm-hmm. eat. And
so they
come
tell you
back
what time.
That
yeah,
is crazy.
Your fast pass is going to be activated at 7:40. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. Like
well,
credit cards
no, that's cool. What kind of other cool stuff did you see while you were out there?
It's just watch a Disney cartoon. That's all everybody. They're all there.
Okay, well, not just limited to Disneyland. But
I saw some Abraham Lincoln LA. Thing. I was thinking about Lance. So they got the same birthday. But I saw this. This yeah, he comes out and it's like it looks like he's alive, but he's just a robot. Yeah, and he's telling his story and stuff. Hey, look at
that's
kind of
creepy. I don't know.
It was creepy. Yeah. It was creepy. Even I was in there with Nyla. She was like, yeah, this is creepy. I don't know where. And we're in there by ourselves listening to this robotic Abraham Lincoln talk to us.
About 4 score and 7 years. He started teaching you some history.
He did, you know. And I was so like in shock looking at the robot. I wasn't paying attention to nothing he was talking about. I was like, wow. She kept saying, wow, it looks so real. So
you got to see Nyla. Did you guys get a chance to see Daisy while you're out there?
Yeah.
Shout out to Auntie Daisy.
Mm-hmm. The first day, went over there, ate some chicken, go to your auntie's house.
How come every time and you go to Auntie's house, you eat chicken?
And then my cousin came over there.
Was there spaghetti? You know, that is like black people's food.
No, we didn't have that.
It's chicken and spaghetti.
I hit the pen over there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, my cousin came by. So after that, I was like, man, let's go get some chicken.
Oh, Cousin Eric.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cousin Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a sandwich spot that's out there. I remember Daisy went to and got us some sandwiches.
What was the name of it?
I can't remember. I just remember her bringing fat pastrami sandwiches back.
Mm.
Do you remember, Boogie, the name of that spot?
It's just called food.
I don't know. It was a sandwich spot, but it wasn't like, you know, your mm-hmm. it wasn't your Togo's
it was a mom
and your
pop
Subways
shop, so they
and none
just
of that type
you up.
Spot. But it was, mm-hmm. yeah, that was a good spot.
That's good. Yeah, but L.A. was nice. Nice. And we were in Anaheim, so we weren't straight in Los Angeles because
yeah,
it wasn't
what
in the
Kalia
in
the where
busy.
The resort was.
Yeah. So that way you can look at LA, but you know, you want to stay where I am in Anaheim with Disney characters and staying in the, you know, the house is pretty much what it was. Even though it's a resort, but it felt like you was in the
Kalia
house.
Said that Nana was cooking and everything. Like, she's like, yeah,
yeah, it's a kitchen and
that.
Family room.
Cooked
and all
a few
that.
Nights. And
yeah, exactly.
She was
bedrooms.
Like, yeah, we wanted to come home, but then we wanted to stay at the same time.
Right. I feel you. Pools on the roof. Everybody drinking. It was cool.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. It was kicking
well,
out there.
Next year, we're going to go.
Yep.
We gotta plan it.
Anybody else that wants to go, let us know.
Oh, my goodness. So you're just going to invite the listeners.
Yeah.
They're just going to all come and fill
guys,
up a hotel.
Just
huh?
Send your email.
They're
let us know.
Don't listen to him.
It's
you
a small fee.
Not, we are not
but we'll
planning
hook you up.
Worldwide. Contacts for
yes, we
going
will.
To Disney. No.
Lounge Talk Radio.
You are so silly. You guys are listening to episode number 41
convention
of the Lounge Talk podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie, and
your guest Christopher Terrell.
Yay, yay.
Whoa. She's nice.
And you're listening to the Lounge Talk podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie, and
your boy Christopher Terrell.
Yay, yay.
Oh.
So, this Teyana Taylor album is nice. We talked about it a few episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think me and Brother Jay talked about how the album was incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
Some samples hadn't gotten cleared.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so a week later, the full project was supposed to be released, but unfortunately, that didn't happen. And so fans were hitting her up on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
you know, asking like, hey, somebody said, Teyana, where's my updated album? It's Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she retweeted and said, I guess we ain't getting one. I was like, oh, dang.
Straight
then somebody
up.
Else tweeted her this meme like of a girl throwing a tantrum. Just like, where the fuck is the updated album?
I can see her doing it too. I'm looking
and
at the picture.
Tiana's like, this GIF is a mood. Like, bitch, I feel the same way. So, yeah. We were talking about it earlier. Like, how
patient.
Would you feel if you had, and I don't know if you've ever dealt with this
no,
before.
No, I dealt with that before.
You know, just
and
like.
I know how it felt when. Somebody just does that
unfinished project. Let's
product
put it out.
And they
put
just
it out,
put it
out,
out there because they're too excited.
Right.
They don't give a damn.
Well,
they just
the,
like, ooh, once the people hear it, it's going to blow.
I guess Kanye
yeah,
was like, well, the fans want it.
Mm-hmm. They're willing to sacrifice the points because
the fans want it, but we want it complete. We want it the way you would have wanted it.
Well,
I
he's just trying to take over because he think it's ready.
Maybe,
you know,
but maybe he just was like, I said that I'm going to have it out by this date, so that's what I'm going to do.
I don't know.
And fans are expecting it.
But that's still...
Fans
it's still,
also want a completed project.
Yeah, but
they want
still,
it to be right. I think that the majority
well,
of people
Well, then respect
just
her so that she can do it right.
Well, it wasn't a matter of her not doing it right. It was him trying to... Like, he was waiting for these samples to clear. I guess the samples
yeah,
didn't get cleared.
Yeah, which means it wasn't complete.
And so it wasn't complete. So that didn't have anything to do with her.
Forget it.
And she even said herself that, that she would have rather waited.
Mm-hmm.
She would have rather it be finished. So as an artist.
You got to respect the art. She wasn't ready to put it out.
Yeah, and so, oh well. You know.
It's all good. I've been there. Just roll with the punches.
That's all she can do. Exactly. It's just roll with the punches.
And then come back with something hot that's original. They're like, hey.
You know, and if it does, I mean, even if it's like a month from now, get re-released or whatever, then people are still going to support it.
He probably wants the song to blow, and in that way, whoever is running the samples is like, well, let's just go with it because it's making money.
Right.
But, you know, you're trying to show somebody it can happen. Trying to take over.
Who knows? Who knows? So, did you hear about Best Buy? They officially stopped selling CDs.
CDs, yeah.
Because
you know what I thought was funny? I didn't think a lot of people even knew that they had them.
That they still had CDs.
Yeah, even when I went in there, I'd be like, why are you selling this in here? This is where we get TVs.
Does Walmart and Target, do they still sell CDs?
Yeah, they got them in there.
They do?
They got a little bit.
I mean, I did used to be
too.
A CD girl. I liked.
Well, everybody was, but you go in there looking. We used to have record stores. We had Tower.
Oh, Virgin. I miss Tower Records on Broadway.
At the warehouse
and
or whatever.
Florin. We used to go in there and listen to snippets.
Oh, snippets was the best.
You could hang out in Tower,
Records
for like an hour.
The booth is free.
Yeah, just hang out in there, listen to music.
Listening to more than one album
you
at the booth.
Decide if you're going to get an album or not. You might pick out one or two.
Well, you know, I was in there with Boogie, so he picking out records.
Yeah,
so I had time to listen to the whole album. And
he's looking for some old.
Oh, well, he's just music period because he's a DJ. So while he's sitting there doing all that, I'm over there listening.
Yeah, so he's
and
picking
I'd be like, hey, this is hot. Listen. Okay, let's get it.
He's getting everything. Probably getting stuff that's gonna inspire some beats. Too,
oh, definitely.
And
he's
stuff
getting
just
all
to
that.
Play.
Yep.
Yeah, you spent a while. You were probably in Tower Records
like
a couple hours.
2 hours, yeah.
Dang.
For real.
Yeah, but back in
it was
the day,
cool.
Man, that was
that was a thing.
That was a good time, and now we're streaming everything.
Exactly.
So
it's all good. Technology. Gotta love it sometimes, and then sometimes gotta hate it because you miss the old way.
Yeah.
But things gotta change, but you ain't gotta change those things. If you're traditional with that, you go ahead and bang your CDs and slang your CDs.
Right.
I'm gonna do it, shoot.
Well, I'm gonna read a little bit of this. This is off of OK Player. And it says, here's the end of an era. Mm. There was once a time where you could walk into a department store like Best Buy and see rows and rows of CDs.
Yep.
Over the years, CD sections across the country have become increasingly hollowed out.
Download.
Now, with streaming being the way most fans consume music, why would anyone buy a CD anymore? Or furthermore, if you did buy a CD, where would you listen to it?
Well, I say this. From what I know, they said that the quality is still banging more
on the CD.
Yep,
is it?
Than it is digital.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's got this warm sound because of something. Technology, I don't understand the whole process, but I do know from doing music, and I read that.
Right.
That
I believe it.
It's got a certain sound that's better.
Certain crispness.
Exactly, but the majority of the world is getting downloads right now.
Right.
But if you're a music connoisseur, you still banging CDs.
Right. I guess an artist, a musician, I mean, you guys are going to be more likely to even hear the difference, though, than your average consumer.
Exactly.
You listen with a different ear. You guys listen to your mixes and be like, no, that ain't it. Go
exactly.
Back. Take that back to the drawing board.
Yeah, it's not banging.
Nope, my vocals are too low.
Exactly.
I already know.
Way too low. You've heard me say that. Vocals
yeah,
too low.
I
can't hear myself.
All kinds of stuff.
And I'm not trying to be Hollywood, y'all, but
no,
you can't
but
hear
you
it.
Know,
you can't hear it.
If it ain't sounding
it's the way
right
I look at
in your ear.
Now I sound like, oh boy, it's not ready. I'm like, oh girl.
Oh, I just read about this today that Jay-Z is executive producing Rest in Power, the Trayvon Martin story. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so it comes out the end of this month, July 30th.
Nice. Well, he did a good job with the other one on Netflix.
See, we got to check out this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Paramount Network has released the first full-length trailer for Rest in Power, the Trayvon Martin story. It's a six-part docuseries centered around the life and death of the 17-year-old.
I
got
to see that because we didn't know much about him other than the shooting, so I want
to
see what
he's
talking about.
Yeah, I'd love to watch his story.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So later on.
No, it better be true because I don't know how you got so much information. Not hate, just curious.
Probably met with a lot of people, I'm sure.
Yeah, I want to see
interviewed a lot of people.
Check it out. We'll talk about it after we see
it. So after this, we'll watch this trailer.
Yep.
The Trayvon Martin story.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in power.
Same way we're going to watch Superfly.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I still have 4 movie passes.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Let's go.
So we can go. If we can get Boogie to go, to a movie.
He going to follow us as long as he know we're going.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He might be like, y'all trying to go today?
Yes, we're going
to
go
see. No, actually, he wants to. He said we got to watch a few movies. Okay. Okay, old Boogie.
We're going
to
see Superfly first, though, with the perm.
Yeah, well, shoot.
Hmm.
Okay, so, like I said at the top of the show, spoiler alert. If you did not see, if you are an avid Power watcher and you did not yet see episode number 1, season 5, stop listening right now. Okay. I don't want to ruin it for nobody. I don't want to ruin it. You don't care, right, T?
No.
I was going to be like,
I don't care. I'd be like, go ahead and say it, but go ahead.
So Power, man, ugh. I was disappointed at the end. But anyway, okay, so little girl Raina, you know, their daughter, she got murdered at the end of season 4. They were having her funeral. And this episode, man, it's crazy.
Black
great punk ass
operas.
Brother Tariq decided that he was gonna go and send a text to Dre, who everybody's after, because if it wasn't for him, none of this shit would have happened. He gonna send him a text talking about run. He sent Dre a text talking about run. Bless you, Abu.
Bless you, bless you.
And so
run, get up out of
here. And so he ran, you know, and a bunch of other things happened in between there, you know. Ghost ended up getting shot. And things ain't looking the way I thought they were going to on this first episode. Mm-hmm. But I had a feeling they weren't going to let Dre just get killed that first episode. They're going to let him stay around for a little while. So he has the protection of the Jimenez cartel and all this stuff. You got to see it, because I'm going to lose you if I talk about it too much because you haven't seen it.
I haven't been keeping up with it.
Yeah. Boogie Saw. But anyways,
for
those of you.
Power.
For those of you that did watch it, you was probably feeling like me, like, fuck, for real? Oh, now Dre got a little bit of power. Come on, man.
Black soap operas.
I was a little bit annoyed by that. But, yeah, got stars back just for Power. So I'll probably talk about it a little bit more throughout the season for all my Power fans.
Yeah, your Power fans.
Speaking of fan, man, it's warm in here.
Yes, it is.
We opened this door back
and
up.
And it's not working.
Closed it because fools act like today's the 4th.
Oh, my
Maybe
gosh.
By the time you guys
outside.
Hear the show, it will be the 4th.
You might hear
but
it
But right
back.
Now, it is not. And they trying to blow up the neighborhood. It's ridiculous. Clea came out here like my window
time.
Just lit up.
Yeah, I thought it was a gun.
I was hearing them last night, too. And the first one, I did think it was a gunshot. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to lie. I was ready to crawl down on the floor.
They got the illegal fireworks. That's why.
Yeah, all the time. Boom. All the time. They always have that. Shoot, you know, for the last few years, we've just been pulling out lawn chairs and sitting in the backyard. I know we did that last year right back here. Sat in the backyard, look up in the sky.
Yeah, not
buying. It's a bird. It's a plane.
Box sets with sparkles. It costs $200.
I ain't buying.
It's a waste of money.
Yeah, it is. I stopped buying fireworks a long time ago.
And you look at it, it's like, what is this?
It's a waste.
It's
they
boring.
Be kidding you.
Yeah.
They be kidding you.
$200. I want the old fireworks, you know, like, the rockets and the firecrackers and the M8, you know. I want all that.
Yeah, nah, you ain't getting none of that now.
I know I can't get it, but.
None of that.
All this. Look at the fizzle.
I will buy a pack of sparklers. And
yeah,
damn, you don't want to get that because that should be fizzling out.
Yeah,
everything is
like
cheap.
Fizzle.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Might as well sit out here and look at these hood fireworks.
Exactly.
Might as well sit in the backyard. What's going to be the drink of choice, El Boogie, for the 4th
of July?
What kind of Garvin Carter creation are you
going
to make?
He's going to create some probably that day.
He said tequila.
We call it independence.
I thought you were going to come up with some kind of red and blue drink with
independence
some vodka
juice.
He said tequila. Oh, can we have margaritas? You want to pull out that? El Boogie makes some fire margaritas, though, on everything. He makes some fire margaritas. Mm. He got a special blender to make them things.
It's cheers over here, y'all.
Oh, smooth. I
cheers.
Want one right now.
Yeah, it's too
I
late.
Want one right now. Mm. All we need is some chips and some salsa and some lime margaritas. You made some strawberry ones, too.
Happening.
No, he said, we got to wait.
We got to
wait. You ain't going to have that tonight. What you to thought? I was going to the store. I ain't
with
got
sparklers and everything.
We ain't going. We're going to sit in the backyard, look at the hood fireworks with something on the grill,
cool.
and drink margaritas after I get home because I got to work that mm-hmm. day. But he's off, though.
He's off.
Yeah.
That's why he's going to do all the barbecue.
Oh, shoot. He do that anyway, but it's not going to be like big barbecue like that. You know, we've been trying to like.
It can be family, but it's still a barbecue.
You're going to grill a bunch of veggies.
Oh, goodness.
And some salmon. We ain't making regular barbecues no more. We done with that. When we first bought this house, 6 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can't even count how many barbecues we had that first year. It was stupid. We
That's
just
why y'all
should have
been charging, you know, just have fellowship.
Oh,
and,
it was just
hey, we're all, you call it putting
barbecue.
In on it.
We didn't
know,
do no
donation.
Potluck style. We didn't do no donations or nothing. We wasn't
that would have been huge if you did, because then now everybody, well, I'm coming.
We could. Gave we $2. Really could start selling some plates. We could. Sell some plates.
Sell the plates.
We was barbecuing like every weekend or every other weekend for a minute.
It was
and
fun.
We
I
had
was
like
tearing it up.
Every kind. No, you was. Mm-hmm. I remember. That's what you do.
Matter of fact, remember, it's still going
it
down.
It still happens, I know. So. But just the barbecues ain't the same because we used to make every meat. We used to cook every part of the animal from the rooter to the tooter.
Yeah,
we just don't do it like that. We still throw some chicken on there.
Healthy
I mean, we
day.
Still throw some.
But sometimes
cool stuff,
it's cool to, you know, go ahead and jump in.
Yeah,
once
man,
a year,
you be
and then go back
like,
to your routine.
Feel so heavy and gross sometimes after that, though.
No, that's cool. Good.
The way we used to do it, because it wasn't just like you know, it wasn't balanced enough.
No, we was doing it all the
it
time.
It wasn't balanced
but
enough.
But now you can just do it one time
meat.
Or two times a year.
He like, don't.
Hold
what
on,
I'm saying, sis.
Exactly. We gotta
is
get it
don't
out.
Stop barbecuing meat.
Yeah. Sometimes it's portion control.
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta watch
yeah.
what you put on that plate, cause Negroes.
Yeah.
We wanna pack the plates up.
Yeah. So we could still cook it, but just what's going on your plate does not have to be like 5 pounds of meat.
Exactly.
2 pounds of macaroni.
You know,
and cheese,
we've all done it.
A couple Hawaiian rolls.
Right.
Put like a teaspoon of something green.
Man.
Everything that's left is like green salad and the veggies.
And that's it. All the meat is gone.
All the meat is gone. That's terrible.
I was part of that part.
It's terrible. Yeah. No, I used to be like that, though. Yeah. I've been like.
I still am.
Like, I can't.
I'm still trying to get away.
I got to be more balanced. You feel the difference.
But if I got cultivation in me, then I'm ready to eat it all.
That's the bad part. That is the bad part. Then everything's out the window. You're just like, ooh, I'm hungry. And you take one bite of that
me
and rib.
All the
and
homies.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, let's get it all.
Brown sugar is caramelized.
Brown sugar, exactly.
Ooh, what kind of sauce is this? Kinder's? Oh, this is not KC. Masterpiece. No, but he be throwing pineapples. He be throwing pineapples on the grill now. They're good, though. You know them Facebook recipes
you're
that like
Hawaiian.
Flow on Facebook all the time?
Yeah.
El Boogie's the only one that will actually share the recipe and pull the recipe up and be like, hey, Steph, we're going to make this. And we actually make
you recipe. Start charging, too, because you guys, you don't know what they're doing with that recipe.
He's still talking about charging. We are talking about recipes.
I'm just saying.
We are talking about recipes.
Somebody tastes that and be like, you know what? Let's rename this. Okay. Well, that's good.
Tell
so
him.
Nice and
tell
Chris-
him, Boogie.
Christian-like.
Tell
great.
Him. Sharing is caring.
I want him to pay.
Pineapple.
That's good. Love is great.
Grilled pineapple with a little bit of brown sugar and cinnamon and
yeah, it was good.
Whatever else you put on there.
I'm talking
that's
mess. Maybe I should pay,
bacon.
Too.
That's bomb. That's bomb. I know, huh?
Right.
Like, made me want to throw, throw something in the collection.
Right, exactly.
Feel
I'm sorry.
Free.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Feel free.
I'm just work on the board.
I can't. But 4th of July, yeah, we're not celebrating Independence Day for anybody that's listening. Like, y'all still up over there celebrating 4th of July, huh?
Y'all gonna
no.
broadcast?
No, but.
On the 4th?
But we still like to eat some good food and kick back. And if somebody gets the day off, then we just gonna chill.
Broadcast.
No, I mean, you know, we talk about stuff like that.
On the 4th.
Talking about, oh, you said we should broadcast?
Yeah, on the 4th.
I ain't going to even feel like
You don't know. You're going to be drinking them special El Boogie maybe. Drinks. Like, turn this mic on.
Mm-mm. It depends. But if we're on the grill, no, see, Boogie doesn't record if he's on the grill.
Boogie grill early.
Because if nobody like is helping him watch that stuff, he's like, I can't clone myself. Yeah, he's like, no, nobody's going to watch this.
Okay. Cool. People, you got to win.
Yeah, he's like, nope.
Fans listen to something else.
No, I get it.
That's cool.
You can't try to spread yourself too thin with anything. You can't, because something ain't going to turn out right.
Yeah, that's good advice. But I want it to crack. No, but.
You want it to crack. You can run. You going to run the show?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not even going to get on the grill. I'm just going to wait till I'm invited to eat.
Wait for a plate.
Yeah, and drinking.
Oh, my goodness.
Bump songs. Because El Big do it all. He'll barbecue play music at the same time.
No, that's what he ain't going to do.
Cool.
That's what he ain't going to do. Yeah, so what else was I going to talk about? Mm-hmm. We talked about power. We talked about everything.
Mm-hmm. It's like a pimp. We talked about everything.
It ain't going to be easy, baby.
We got to get this money.
Yeah, got to get this money, baby. Oh, yeah.
How was your day at work, too?
How was Christopher Terrell's day at work?
Oh, at work? Oh.
Well, this earlier.
No, I was doing the detailing job today.
How
that was work. It went funny.
So what happened?
Well, pretty much, me and my partner, we call ourselves a detailing business, even though this was the first car we did. So we put out, ad out there on Craigslist, and we got a phone call.
Oh,
to
yeah?
go detail a car, yeah. And it was funny because we went out there and we didn't even have all the necessary equipment.
Mm-mm.
And we still took our money, though. But,
see, yeah, now.
This fool, he didn't even have the vacuum, right?
So, I mean, okay, we get in that
car, it was dog hair all in the car. Like,
oh,
this girl's in
owner.
Love with her dog. It's everywhere. It was even in parts of the car you didn't think, like, how did hair get
like,
in there?
How the hell did hair get up here behind the steering wheel?
I kept telling home,
dog
like,
was
man,
driving.
That's her boyfriend. I said, look at all this. Man, I've never seen this. It's crazy.
You stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, their pets, they are family. So.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I can't. Your sister, she got animals.
Yeah. And her.
part of the family.
She be riding.
I know. It comes over
she be,
here.
She be right there up on the steering wheel and stuff.
Lassie.
So, Lassie. Yeah. Stupid. Mini Lassie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but when dogs are shedding for whatever reason, yeah, that hair is going to get everywhere.
They shed in your sister's car?
Probably.
I need to know how to get this up.
Probably. You should ask her how she
how
gets it
How do you
out.
Get that up?
But didn't you vacuum her car out before, though?
Yeah, but I didn't see dog in there. That was a while back. So, that's different.
Oh, she had the dog, though?
Yeah, but she wasn't carrying the dog over the houses. Dog comes over here now.
No, I think she was. Mm. I think she was coming
no,
over. You just
no.
don't remember.
Mm-mm, I was cleaning it out. But
mm-mm, you just do not remember.
Okay. Gia. Running the show for a minute.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast, episode number 41. What?
Wow. Hold up.
What?
Stop that. Episode what? Number what? Tell them. That's a lot.
Episode number 41.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
Episode number
41.
Better
okay.
shoot straight.
Let you yeah. know right there you get caught up in working.
You
should
know,
be at 200 something shows. Because that was
all,
quick.
All the episodes are available if you're just now discovering
listening.
The
exactly.
Lounge Talk Podcast. Or if you've missed a few, everything is still there for you to get caught up on. You know, play it in the car while you're driving. If you have the type of job where you sit in the cubicle and it's cool for you to listen to stuff.
Yeah, you got a state job.
Share it with a friend. I know, you work for the state. And you only work 3 hours out of 8.
You know.
Then, shoot, there go like 5 episodes that you
exactly.
can listen to.
Exactly, you working for the county. Turn it on. Let him hear.
On your lunch break.
Your lunch break.
You can listen. Mm-hmm. You might go back and find some of the shorter episodes because we have some that are just some, you know, some quick little tidbits and stuff. But then we have some that we go in mm-hmm. and it's long.
See, we're chilling on this show. We just promote other shows, letting you know.
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was gonna do that when we came back, but. Okay, so.
Oh, Boogie, running the show again. It's all good.
So in a minute, we're gonna listen to, you know, I'm doing something new here.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're getting artists to submit songs in to play, and we're gonna, you know, pick a couple and play at the end of the show.
Let them know this is independent music.
Yes.
Exactly.
Independent artists.
From the 916.
Yep.
What other things too?
Hometown hitters. So in a minute we'll come back and we're gonna play a couple of songs on the Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie.
And your boy Christopher Terrell.
Yeah, yeah. Baby, I like it like that. I like it like that. You're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast, Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie.
And your boy, Christopher Torres.
Yay, yay. So congratulations, Cardi B. This song right here, I like it like that.
That was nice.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Made it to number one on Billboard today.
I heard that.
That makes her.
She stays on top.
Because, you know, Bodak Yellow, that was number one.
Mm-hmm.
She is the first female rapper with two number ones. Billboard.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Go, Cardi. Only way we know that is because I ran across it, her Instagram because mm-hmm. she was super excited. Her and her husband Offset, she was sharing the news.
Gotcha.
She found out that it made it to number one. So she said the only thing they're waiting for now is that baby to pop out. Because she is huge. Like, it is time. She's almost there. Time to
blessed with the perfect time. Pushing babies out, going
play. Man, made heck of videos and stuff while she was pregnant. Like, she
heck yeah.
been working. Congratulations. She put in work.
Congratulations.
Work.
My mama did that kind of stuff, too. She was singing, pregnant.
Yeah.
That's probably why we all do music. Because we've just been listening to it since we was in the womb.
Yeah, from the womb. So, okay. Got a couple songs that I'm going to play here. I was saying a little while ago that, you know, I tweeted out basically any local artist in Sacramento. You got some music to play, please send it to loungetalkradioshow@gmail.com. So got
a few things
sent in, and then if I run across something too that I'm like, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. I want to play that, then I'll do that too. So,
so
yeah,
it better
so
be
I got
hot.
A little bit
pretty much what she's saying
of both.
Yeah,
but
we'll support, but we're not just playing anything.
So we're not playing Dr. Seuss.
No.
Leave it to Christopher Terrell, though, to be like, if it's whack, he always will let you know that.
I'm serious.
So, anyways, shout out to the homie Flossolini. Saw there's a new single just dropped by Flossolini.
He got a new single?
Yeah, and it's called Lollipop featuring INF. So, we're going to play that right now.
Yeah.
I like to lick his lollipop. I like to lick his lollipop.
I be sucking, ducking suckers, that sucker punches to ribs. When I stay crushing Kush up and stuffing it in my swish. These promiscuous chicks always running they lips until my unwrapped who I kid. I mean, it's in zip. Mr. Freddy got fellatio, only attract the crazy hoes. See, I ain't got no game, I just swear I'll be smiling, waving though. I don't even say hey to them, usually they say hi to me. My be doing all the thinking, I don't be trying to think. I be on the brink of creating some crazy drama. Gotta keep the condoms already, got baby mamas. These shit, they keep looking me like everlasting, got stopper. My got ladies just calling me Willy Wonka.
Make them body pop and do the body roll. Dance for dessert and make it twerk on my tootsie roll. I'm a nasty nigga, gotta figure I'm a Scorpio. They made for no bungos, no cornholio.
Lounge talk,
I won't race it and won't save it. Let me replay my statement. Good pussy bitches is crazy. She say she don't get attention. She shouldn't for good reason. But this got her addicted. She thinks she need it. Mama ain't raised a player, but ain't that what this verbatim? She say fuck that fuck nigga, come fuck me, and that's verbatim. I'm looking to be your lover, but love ain't in the equation. Watch this. Rise to the occasion. Let her taste it. I'm a beast. Bulldog like a warrior. I get you off like a lawyer. Go coconuts and her chocolate. I fuck around, I'm enjoy ya. I fuck around, how you loyal? Good swipe, gotta spoil. All in her ribs, that bitch sweating and soaking. I'm just flexing and stroking. Drinking pill, got her open. I can give you that feeling and never deal with emotion. It's something about how she rock. I keep the rapper on that. Then get you a top of that pillow top, Jake.
Squirt jam, my worst in the thesaurus. Where you hoes got holes? I got one word for your course. Of course, I do what I do. You do anything for honey, like you Winnie the Pooh. I mean anything for money, like juice. Excuse me, didn't say it to offend you, dudes. I'm just living and run school like a principal. As a matter of fact, I'm a genie in the bottle, like a handle of Jack. That makes some problems disappear. I think you've seen the act. Meant that when she said it, we did it first like Reddit. Worked it like ex pregnant. You soft like egg sandwich. Damn it, I'm out of breath. You big mouth, no hands like T-Rex. The game is full of hoes, list by Craig's bitches. You're sweating me like your favorite refitted. Too cool, lay your rug so you don't infrost it. Have you 6 feet and 60 like a shot in a minute? You swear, we love the green mix, baby. Standing like the dealer with the windows too tinted. Knew them laws, sweet talk your broad. Then I throw them draws, cause I just don't care. Don't be careful, this is drop from the dangerous like grizzly bear poop. Oh shit.
Why for it all late? Why for it all late?
Of the gas blemish, pledge to be the one when these chumps just gimmicks. Raised from the state, VA's no limit. And she hit it, can I get a Shit is too fast, fuck God, this shit is fun. I've been passed over, maxed over, way past quarter. Coming for your shit, hit your stash over. Nothing is legit, said I lay the hammer on her. Shit is on slot, slaughter the box till I'm on time running. I'm on something, they ain't saying nothing worthy. Speak the same lingo, understand the earth. Shit, I ain't bound to the bull, I'd rather Olay. I break free from the act, no co-play. Rock your armor like I won't shred it. Embedded with the skill, got the team behind me, you can get it. Fresh out my mind like a main maniac. And I'm gunning for the top and I can't relax. Raw to the extreme, never a doubt. Realest on the scene, y'all spitting what it's never about. On that hunt for that LA, why wait? Got my buggy flash cause it's our fate. What you say?
Like I brought the machete to bed. Fuck playing nice, we can just let him instead. I've been a student of the game and executed what the veteran said. Okay. Got up off my coccyx, hopped into the cockpit. Taking off, got the chuck deuces to the bosses. Not a soul nothing that can stop it. Cooler than the whole hand and your thumb posted in the pocket. Other leg bent, leaning on the wall.
all plotting with the lid on. Forrest Whitaker, I see you watching. We doing it like it ain't another option. Audible, probable calls and weeds catch the boxes. Mobbing with the great fellas, fill us. Never listen to what the hate tell us. Realists, no need to perpetuate fake shell of the killer. Rather be locked in the cell with the realest. Skipping the walking dead like thrillers. Iller than the rest are, still up in ropes since crest are. Getting harder than a bodybuilder breast are. No complaints, shout the young beat in the case. No restraints, sky's the limit, no it ain't. Homie higher than that with 10 toes in proximity to those prematurely go 72 or low. On the come up, gravity don't apply. Got too many L's, other guys know it's only one eye squad.
And you are listening to Lounge Talk Podcast with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie.
And your boy Christopher Turrell.
And that right there, illiteracy with IO 8. Thank you for sending that in, that joint thought right there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, shoot.
Like
what you got planned for the rest of the week, Christopher Terrell?
The rest of the week. I'm looking forward to the weekend. Because I'm thinking about going back to the movies. I want
to
go.
Straight?
Yeah, I want to see Superfly. That's what I want
to
do.
Straight to the weekend.
Yeah, because during the week, it's work.
You are.
That's what
funny.
I'm looking forward to.
Well,
what you looking forward to?
Well,
the fourth.
Getting back to work.
Exactly.
Getting back to work.
You looking forward to it?
Well, yeah, I gotta make myself look forward to
okay.
it. But yeah. I'm gonna dread it.
Right. Just smile
that ain't the thing.
I can't
to
wait
do.
To get to work.
That ain't the thing to do.
No,
so,
I know. I like working.
Yeah,
I'm busy.
I'm gonna look forward to going back to work.
Get that money.
And get that money, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to get that money, man. That money, man.
Get that money, man.
You've been listening to episode number 41. Thank you for tuning in. If you are on Instagram, you can follow us at The Lounge Radio. And you can follow me, Mrs. Ann Carter, at Mrs. Ann Carter, on both Instagram and Twitter if you're tweeting. And go ahead and keep them emails coming to Lounge Talk Radio Show at gmail.com. We appreciate you for listening. And we out.
And we out.
Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Trooping out of state for a plate. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people holding dough, no parole, no rubbers. Going raw, imagine law with no undercovers. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time, watch the blimp read the world. Is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my sons. Black diamonds and pearls.
Black diamonds. You could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today. In these last days and times.
If I rule the world.
Coming home and all that old crazy shit.
Through,
type of life I'll
be waiting.
Now people, here go the secret on how to keep a player. Some love making and home cooking. I'll see you later. It don't take a lot to keep a nigga hard. Must be a lady in the life, a real freaky in the dark. Plus I got some enemies, baby. Hold my pistol and wrap your arms around a nigga every time I kiss you. Can you visualize the picture of me and you in ecstasy? Don't be upset, it's good sex when you next to me. Do you wanna test me? Put your side head on my chest. A thug nigga's in the house, now you can rest. I bet you never screamed a nigga's whole name out and felt the pleasure and the pain by the fact the very taste out your mouth. You can call me when you need me. 1-800-SKY-PAGE when you wanna see me. Cause I could be your man and baby you can be my lady. But you gotta give a nigga space or you drive me crazy. Run the streets.
You can run the streets with your thugs.
Yo,
I'll be waiting.
You know I'm 16
you.
Strong behind your boot. But
you
I gotta do what
through.
I gotta do.
I'll be waiting.
I gotta run
you
the streets,
the streets,
you know.
With your
I ain't no
I'll
clean up
waiting.
Woman.
Cool,
but I ain't the one to play.
money, 9 out of 10, I'll ignore you, it's a man's world. But real women make the shit go round. Disrespecting, I clown, the type of bitch to throw down. Throw up the block, cause nothing stops my chips. I boss play you with tits, that's what you lame tricks. Holla if you understand my plan, ladies. Fuck having babies by them shady ass niggas, swearing he can save me. My strategy's official, check in your pockets while I tongue kiss you. Soft as tissue, so my next issue is hot dish. They call me Spoon from the day I was born. I've been known to break the coldest motherfucker till his horse worn. I ain't never been the type to wait at home alone. Just cause we bone don't mean you own me, nigga, I'm grown.
You can run the streets with
your thoughts. Yeah, nigga. Let a nigga hang out with the homies, you know, baby.
Until you get through.
Hey, a nigga that hang out more will come home and love you better. You feel me, sweetheart? Let that nigga be free. Don't have that nigga all up on you. Let him run with his niggas. Let a nigga run the streets, boo. Let him run the streets.
I'd rather run the streets to make some L. And to put the game down tight. But these gaming bitches could get it right. It might be a plan that I'm choosing. Don't get it confusion, because I'm known for showing examples how I do it. Thinking I'm new to this because I'm younger. Why only leave you suspicious and a wonder? And at the end, I make a come up. Nigga was raised up off MOB. Fatty over something that's telling me to run the streets.
So tell me, am I wrong for trying to communicate through a song? I'm early in the morning. By sunrise, I'll be gone. All my homies is waiting. Plotting on plans that we made and all the fun that it's gonna be. So meet me at 3 and don't be late, nigga. We hanging out all night while drinking straight liquor. I heard us popping at a club, but they say I can't get in cause I'm dressed like a thug. Until I die, I'll be game related. Got me striving for a million, staying motivated. Now that we made it, it's a battle just for the big money. I'm living wild, no smiles, cause ain't a thing funny. I came up hungry just a little nigga trying to make it. I only got one chance, so I gotta take it. You never know when it's all gonna happen, the rapping or the drugs. But until then, give me love and let me run the streets.
You can run the streets with your thoughts.
Let a nigga run the streets, boo.
I've been waiting for you.
Hate me.
I'll
call you back, man. Just let me hang with my niggas. Why you acting like that, Michelle? Huh? You know a nigga wanna kick it with his homeboys and shit. I told y'all I was coming back later on, right? Oh, so you don't believe a nigga? Just cook for a nigga. Please. Make some of that shit you made last week. Some of them ribs and shit. I'll be back through later tonight. I'ma have some weed. We finna drink some Hennessy and some Alizé. We finna eat that food. Smoke a little blunt. Lay up in the bed. Watch Jay Leno or something. Then after that, shit, you do whatever comes to mind, baby. Just let a nigga run with the homies. Let me go kick it with my niggas. When I come back, I'll be all yours. For real.
It's your boy, Brother J, on the scene, reporting live for Lounge Talk Podcast Radio here in the area. I'm here with Christopher Terrell, and your girl Ann Carter, and our boy DJ L Boogie, who made this audio option possible. I'm just sitting here, you know, talking back and forth. You would think I'm just sitting, you know, in one space with just a microphone, but no, that's not what we're doing today. This is like technology right here. It's like a moving studio as we speak, kind of thing. I'm walking up on Christopher Terrell. Say what's up to the people.
What's up to the people?
Say what's up, Ann.
What's up to the people? It's your girl Ann Carter. Yay.
Hey. See, you know, so this is just a quick little interlude. You know what I'm saying? This might be a plan in breaks in between previous segment we just wrapped up and getting ready to come back with you with some more stuff. You know, so yeah. Again, it's your boy, Brother Jay, on the scene. You know, Lounge Talk Podcast coming in your area. And we out. Anything you want to say to the people, Elbug?
Get involved.
Ha. Indeed. Get involved. And we out.
Tune in to us on iTunes. Type in the search Lounge Talk. Yay. Lounge Talk. Yay. Lounge Talk. Yay. Yeah, yeah. Lounge Talk. Lounge Talk.